Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketria Blad. Parasha Be'Shelach. When He Sent. Week 16, First Aliyah. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them. But I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all his army, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. So the Israelites did this. Exodus 14, verse 4. Why does the Eternal get us into big trouble? When the sons and daughters of Israel came out of Egypt, Pharaoh had let them go to celebrate the feasts and then come back. But that wasn't enough for the Eternal. He wanted to free the people from Pharaoh by killing him in the sea. After the Pharaoh was dead, there would be no owner of the enslaved souls of the sons of Israel. So the Eternal's plan wasn't only to let the sons and daughters of Israel go to the desert to celebrate a festival and then come back to slavery, but to create a legally fair platform so they could be free from Pharaoh forever. Had Pharaoh not died, the sons of Israel would have been unfaithful to their owner by escaping. But Pharaoh's death would bring a complete and total freedom. Besides, the Eternal had in mind to destroy all of Pharaoh's army who hurt the sons and daughters of Israel so much, and he decided to do it through an amazing miracle, to divide the ocean and let them sink in there forever. This would be a huge manifestation of his delivering power, and he wanted the sons and daughters of Israel to see this miracle. And for a miracle of this magnitude to take place, the Eternal had to strengthen Pharaoh and his servants' hearts so that they would go after the sons of Israel to the desert. In this way, the Eternal was behind all of this, which to the eyes of the people of Israel was a disaster. Why did the Eternal put the sons of Israel in this huge trouble? To show his great power. The greater the problem, the greater the miracle that will come to happen if we walk with the Eternal, obeying his commandments. This shows us that the Eternal can create critical situations to show his miracles. When we find ourselves in a similar situation, we must not despair, but believe in the promises we received from heaven. Then we will see the wonderful things. Do not become desperate if the enemy comes against you with all his might. Do not be discouraged if an ocean is in front of you and the enemy behind. Don't let your heart fail when everything seems impossible. Lift up your eyes and trust in the one that has given you promises that are more valuable than gold, and follow his instructions. Stretch out your arms and cross that sea. Shavua Tov, have a good week.